Today we're talking about the five things that happen once an INFJ finally accepts their mind-blowing nature. INFJs have a really hard time accepting themselves, and it's not because there's something wrong with us. It is because we've experienced so much backlash. We've experienced so many people and situations telling us that there's something wrong with us. And it isn't even that people want to tell us those things. It's just that as children in particular, we're so good at reading other people. So we pick up really easily when people have a different understanding of how things should be than how we would want them to be. But now we're adults, we can really make those decisions for ourselves. It's about time that we accept our mind-blowing nature, because once we do that, everything changes. And after you do that, you just won't even feel that pushback anymore. Not because it doesn't exist, but because you're so concerned with what you're creating and the amazing INFJ epic life you're living. And that's exactly what we talk about today. What are the five things that are happening in order and after an INFJ finally accepts their mind-blowing nature? Before we get started, I want to remind you one last time that the INFJ Epic Life Bootcamp has launched. You have time only until tomorrow to join this live round in our amazing community. We won't have any late admissions like always. So if you want to join us and really start the year off strong, now is your time. Everything you need to know, you can find in the links in the description. And if you have any other questions, write us at info@wences.com. The first thing that happens once an INFJ finally accepts their mind-blowing nature is pain. This is inevitable. This is something you have to prepare yourself and you have to anticipate. Because what is going on in that moment? You as an INFJ recognize that all the hopes that you had in the back of your mind of being accepted, being liked, being appreciated, will go out of the door. It's not that you won't be able to reach those things maybe, but it's not going to be in your control anymore. Because up until this point, what do most INFJs do? They try to adapt. They try to become the perfect version of who others would want them to be. We know that we're unique. We know that we have something special to offer. But still, in the back of our minds, we feel like if I just do more for others, if I'm just being a better friend, if I'm being even more of service, then people are going to appreciate me for who I truly am. But what we're doing in that moment is we're saying to ourselves, I'm not allowed to be myself. I have to be a certain version of what people want me to be, and then I'm going to be good enough. Once you really get to a place where you recognize, I'm just not going to get that validation. There's nothing I can do that will make me good enough for certain people. And this is something that we just have to accept, and it is very, very painful. Because this entire dynamic is based on us having experienced this as children. And it really did happen. Like back then, you weren't able to really look at it from a conscious standpoint. It happened automatically. And what we've learned and really taken into our system is I have to do, I have to be for somebody else, for others, for this community or whatever it may be. Then I have a chance of being good enough and of being loved. You get to a place where you recognize I'm never going to fill that hole in my heart through that action and through looking outside. Because the pain that I feel has already happened. The pain was inflicted on me because I wasn't allowed to be myself and to be loved for that. So now we have to be the own parent to our inner child, meaning we have to recognize I'm never ever going to get what I'm looking for while looking outside. And so what we have to do in this first step is to really take in that pain, grief. Understand that all the things that we hope for are just not going to happen. What does that mean? Well, it means, oh, I had this thought of if I'm just being good enough for this one person, they would accept me. I have this version of if I just, you know, perform better or if I act in a certain way, then I'm going to be good enough for a certain person, for a certain group, whatever it may be. And grieving that. Grieving the opportunity that you thought you had, getting to a place where you recognize this just isn't going to happen. Because no matter what you're trying to do, you're always going to play the same game over and over again, trying to prove to yourself that you're worth it. And it just doesn't work this way. We're really creating self-fulfilling prophecies. And before we're ready to get to the next place, we really have to allow ourselves to feel all that pain. And the only way to get over this pain is to go through it. So sit in it. Allow yourself to feel all of the pain, all of the grief, and know that you're going to be better afterwards. You're going to be able to get to the next level. Step number two, it's time for healing. So first off, we talked about you have to accept reality, which is I'm not going to get what I was hoping for from the outside. And I have to really start with me. And in a lot of ways, there is this point of, okay, if I'm being myself, if I choose myself, if I do the things that I like about myself, nobody's going to love me. You know, because that's what we have taught ourselves. This is what we've conditioned ourselves for. But when you get to a place where you have no other choice, you know, you go through that pain and you really get to that healing phase. This is the entire premise of you have to feel it in order to heal it. So how do we start healing? Well, we recognize that with all of that pain that we took on, there's also a lot of liberty. There is a lot of peace. Because you know, okay, I know what path I'm going to go down now. It's a painful one. It is going to be difficult to get started because I'm just not fluent in this language. I'm not fluent at the language of being me. It feels foreign. It feels untested. And that is where the entire healing process really begins. It's all about understanding that you choosing you, you putting yourself first, you doing something for yourself and your future self, that in itself is already the biggest step you can take. It's not so much about the result you're going to achieve. You're going to create amazing results in your life. But it's the fact that you have decided for yourself, from now on, I'm going to make sure that I improve my life on my terms. Not what other people tell me should be great or should be considered successful. No. I want to grow in my way. And that might mean I want to have more free time. It might mean that you say, I want to live in a particular area of the world because that's when I feel most at home. You make those choices based on what you can do for yourself. It's not that this is going to be all of it, but it's the foundation that is necessary to get to the next step. So allow yourself to do absolutely everything that will make you heal. Give yourself the time that you need. Be kind to yourself. Don't expect too much. Just be, breathe, and be ready for the next step. The third thing that happens in the process of the INFJ finally accepting their mind-blowing nature is they have to look at their life. So what I always like to do when it comes to this step is I always ask the INFJs I work with, what if your life never got any different? How would you experience your current life? Because we as INFJs are so great at detaching. We're so great at imagining a great world in our mind that we forget about the life that we're living. But the problem is, if we're disconnecting from reality, we're never going to be able to change that. And in order for us to actually confront ourselves with reality, we have to look at it from the perspective of, what if it never got any better? What if I lived in this apartment for the rest of my life? What if the dynamics of my relationships stayed this way until the end of my life? What is my current prosperity like? What is my current connection to my purpose like? Because then again, it is a painful realization, but it really allows you to finally anchor yourself in. Our mind is our North Star. We can set, you know, those amazing visions for ourselves. But if we're not anchoring it in into our current reality, we cannot get closer to that vision. If we don't anchor ourselves in, it's always going to be two parallel things, and our vision won't be able to really blossom, because you can't really expand on your vision if your life doesn't expand at the same rate. The fourth thing that happens in the process of the INFJ finally accepting their mind-blowing nature is we start projecting positive energy into our own lives. We INFJs are really great at seeing the best in others. We look at them from the perspective of who they could be, of their potential, of their greatness, of all the joy that they could experience. And it's a really easy thing for us to do. We love to do that. We love to inspire others. We love to lift others up. This is something we just intrinsically love to do. But if you get to a place where you really anchor yourself into your life, what this additionally means then is that you are putting more energy into your own life and therefore less energy into other people's lives. I know this is a step that seems very foreign for a lot of INFJs. This was probably one of those areas and steps that were the weirdest for me and the hardest because I didn't think that was right. I always felt so connected to the people around me, so being less connected to them felt like I was doing something wrong. But what I recognized afterwards is that this connection that I had to the people around me was in so many ways based on a codependent relationship, that I was putting too much energy onto them and not enough on me. And the moment you actually are putting more energy into your own life, you automatically are forcing yourself to project that positivity that you always projected completely to the outside, also onto your life. And you see through that, that maybe for the first time ever, you start to appreciate your own life for what it is right now and what you have made it to be. So you might not like your living situation, but then you actually start looking at it from the perspective of, I'm so grateful to me and I'm so proud that I was able to create this life for myself. There's so many situations that could have been worse. There's so many people who wish they would have been in the position that I am. And it's not just a matter of luck or what I was born into. There's also so much that is based on your energy and what you have made happen and the life you've created for yourself. Because if we want to improve our lives from our perspective, we first have to start looking at things from a positive standpoint and from a positive standpoint of what you find positive. So maybe somebody looks at your life and says, oh, it's such a positive thing that you have this great corporate job. But deep down, that might go against your soul. Then this is not a positive aspect to look at. You can look at it from the perspective of, oh, I'm so grateful I was able to improve my life while doing this job that isn't necessarily 100% who I am or who I want to be. And now I'm ready for the next step, which is going to make me feel even more like myself. So without you even knowing that it's happening, just by you putting more focus onto your life, you're also using all that positive energy that you used to put onto others in maybe an unhealthy way or to an extent that was too codependent. Now you're putting it into your life and you start looking at your life from this positive light of, oh, I've made this life happen for me. This is a great experience. How can I make it even better? And that's when we get to step number 5 in the entire process of the INFJ finally accepting their mind-blowing nature. The INFJ really starts taking action in making the reality get closer and closer to their vision. So often, we feel like we can escape our life, we can escape our being, our reality by focusing on others. But when the INFJ finally accepts their mind-blowing nature, there is no other place they want to be. They want to be with themselves. And when you're in this space, you see how much of your energy that you used to put onto other people, onto other spaces, into directions that just drained you is now left over. And you feel this urge to actually use it for something. And this is when the INFJ finally starts taking steps. This is the time for you to define the areas that are important to you. So what we've done in bootcamp, for example, we have really defined the 5 areas that make the most sense for INFJs. As in, you know, let's put those categories in place because it's a language that helps us to define what areas we want to improve, how we want to improve them, in what capacity and in what pace. Because you have to look at it like this. Sometimes we really don't know what we want to do or what is going to make us feel good. But if we really ask ourselves, okay, do you want to improve your physical energy? Why do you want to improve your physical energy? Ah, I want to have more physical energy so I can actually make my dreams come true and I need that energy. How am I going to get it? What do I want to improve in my relationships? And I'm going to take action towards it. I'm going to have this uncomfortable conversation with, you know, my sibling. I'm going to start going to lunch with friends. I'm going to start dating and I'm going to take it on really proactively. I'm going to work on my prosperity and apply for that new job. I'm going to start sharing my gifts with the world. I'm going to prioritize the things that actually move my life towards the direction that I want. The more the INFJ accepts their mind-blowing nature, the less they have another choice but to want to grow, because it is in our nature to grow as human beings. And when we are really focused on our world and on our lives, first and foremost, because this is where we create the energy that is overflowing that we can then share with others, we have no other choice but to want to grow and make our life happen. And then you see the biggest progresses INFJs are experiencing in life, because there's so much energy that is wasted because of the fear of accepting oneself, because of the consequences of what we're giving up. But once you've already done that, you have nothing to lose. You've already won in life, and everything else becomes just the cherry on top. Remember, if you want to join our amazing community of INFJs who are doing exactly that, then join this INFJ Epic Life Bootcamp round. We start tomorrow. That's when we have our first live call, so February 3rd. So you have time until then to join. We won't have any late admissions like always. If you have any other questions, write us at info@wences.com and join the bootcamp now through the link in the description. And if you want to watch another video now that is in alignment with today's topic, then watch the video you see on the screen right now. I see you in the next one, guys. Bye.